This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A national study shows attorneys have high rates of problem drinking, also significant depression. Wisconsin was one of 19 states that took part in a study looking at the difficulties lawyers face and how willing they are to seek help. Shemaine Mills reports.
A report out this month in the journal Addiction Medicine showed the rate of problem drinking among attorneys is three times that of the general population. Linda Elbert manages Wisconsin's Lawyer Assistance Program, or WISLAP. She's co-author of a national study conducted along with the American Bar Association and Hazleton Betty Ford Foundation.
The level of drinking was between 21 to 34%, depending on which instrument we used. And that is significantly higher than that of the general population.
The survey of nearly 12,000 attorneys showed those at highest risk were young men, less than 30 years old.
You know, in the general population, typically men have had a higher rate of substance use disorders than women. So it wasn't surprising to see that kind of parallel. But we did not realize how much our young lawyers were struggling.
Struggling not only with addiction, but depression, anxiety, and stress. Working as an attorney was all-consuming for Matthew McWilliams of Madison. Not in a good way. It was ruining his life.
You know, I was never free of work, and even when I wasn't at work, I was thinking of work.
These thoughts didn't stop even when he slept.
I used to dream about cases. I'm not joking. I used to dream about cases I worked on.
McWilliams was practicing business and real estate law. He was in his early 30s when he was diagnosed with bipolar depression and obsessive compulsive disorder. He continued working, partly at the urging of his father.
You got a family, you got a career, just work past it. You can work past it, just ignore it.
His firm reassigned him to duties where he didn't interact with clients.
But it didn't really make it better. It almost made it worse.
At the time, McWilliams didn't know about the Wisconsin Lawyer Assistance Program. He's since left the profession and is studying for a master's degree in counseling at UW-Whitewater. The national study focused on practicing attorneys. It didn't examine how many have left the field. But as manager of the Lawyer Assistance Program, Linda Elbert says she knows people who've moved on.
They didn't feel that it was a good fit for them. You know, felt that the level of stress of the billable hour and having to meet that was just too great and decided to go and utilize their skills in a different capacity.
It's a decision McWilliams says he doesn't regret.
Right now where I am, I haven't felt this good in 20 years.
Because studies have shown higher levels of stress and addiction among attorneys, Elbert says there should be broad efforts to improve health. She says it needs to go beyond just lawyer assistance programs.
This goes from law schools to bar associations to admissions to regulation to large firms, small firms. Anyone who has exposure to, works with, employs, educate a legal practitioner.
Lawyers were more willing to seek treatment for mental health issues than addiction. The two most common barriers to treatment were not wanting others to find out they needed help and concerns regarding confidentiality. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.